So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, for the second week in a row, I find myself in Greystones. This week, I found another business that actually opened today. Now, this is a really, really cool business. The name of the business is Out West. They have a shop in Dingle that opened 4 years ago. We're talking beautiful outdoor sustainable clothing, and the owner, co-owner and co-founder Shane Finn, who founded this business with his wife Rebecca, he joins me now. Shane, how are you?
I am very well, delighted to be here in Greystones, up from Kerry, and we've had a fantastic welcome to the East Coast. Yeah, we're delighted.
Now, the first day in any business is a traumatic event, as I can testify. You seem to be very cool here, standing in your sustainable shorts, in your Out West gilet, greeting the customers as they come in. So, firstly, tell us about the business. Sure. This is radio, so maybe describe what you've done here for the customers.
Sure. So, I suppose to take you all the way back, Bobby, I know the first store opened 4 years ago, but I suppose the journey started probably 5 years ago. We all remember those awful COVID times. And yeah, myself and this lovely lady called Rebecca decided to go on a date. And very early on, after a few dates, she lost her jacket and couldn't find the jacket again online to replace it. She loved it that much. And her dad, being in business for many years, turned to us and said, if it's such a problem, why don't you make your own? And here we are, we opened our second store. We've 12 staff now, just took over a new warehouse. And yeah, it's mad how things move along, you know?
Tell me about the sort of transition. Was it COVID that invented the word athleisure, I think they call it? So this is where we want to look cool. We want to look as if we're energetic or as if we're working out. Yeah. We want to be comfortable, but at the same time, there's a formality about it.
Yeah, I think what COVID did was COVID opened up the outdoors. I think maybe pre-COVID, the outdoors were mainly, you know, for extreme people that were mountaineering and hardcore running and stuff like that. But, you know, I often thought that you had to, you know, I suppose, go to Dublin Airport to go on an adventure. But that year and a half, that 2 years, all we could do was open our front door, and that was it. And I think a lot of people, I definitely fell back in love with Ireland and the landscapes and the trails and the beautiful places that we have here, because it's all we could see and all we could do. So I think definitely COVID times definitely brought a new wave of people embracing the Irish outdoors, and that's something that we wanted to facilitate and be part of.
Okay, so firstly, what brought you to Greystones? Like, if you're operating in Dingle, you've got a warehouse, the business is going great, how do you all of a sudden end up in Greystones?
I tell you, that's the most common asked question, and it's also the easiest one for us to answer, Bobby, because we looked at a couple of other locations, we looked at a couple of big shopping centres, and I suppose in our world, like, brand is everything. Nothing felt right. Nothing felt like, this is it, this is going to be our second home. And I had, I suppose, been refreshing Daft for a while on Greystones secretly. And then this beautiful shop popped up.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful shop. It's I don't know how old the building is, but it's the high ceilings, the bay windows.
The building has a lot of significance as well to the local people, which is really important to us. There's a lady here, Mrs. Mooney. There's a photo over here just on the window. She ran a shop here, and she's iconic in the local town. And we wanted to, you know, I just literally did a post on LinkedIn there, being like, by reopening the doors here, we're hoping we can keep those conversations going, because she was a really really important lady to local people, and we take that weight with us because we want to make sure we do a good job here.
Tell me about the B Corp status.
Yeah.
We see a lot of businesses now. The endorsement of being B Corp.
Yeah.
What does it mean to the consumer, and what does it mean to you?
So I'll start with us. The apparel industry, well, we like to call ourselves an outdoor apparel brand, but in reality, we're still part of the fashion industry. The fashion industry is one of the biggest contributors to landfill worldwide. Huge problem, whether we like it or not. Sustainable clothing, I'd question it. I don't know if it actually exists. If we really wanted to be sustainable, we'd probably ring all our factories and say, stop making garments. So for us, B Corp was an exam. It was a test. And we put ourselves to the test, and we passed the test to say that we meet the highest standards of social and environmental, criteria for our industry. Because for us, I suppose, Bobby, doing the right thing, making stuff that lasts a long time, that was really important to us. And that's ultimately what sustainable clothing is. Like, the stuff should last a long time.
I actually agree with you that if something that doesn't have to be replaced is sustainable.
Exactly. And then B Corp for us was really like, you know, you can say this, you can say all these things, but we're open book. B Corp looked at everything from they had an email exchange with one of our factories in Portugal. We had to open them up to all our factories in Asia. We had to show them what everybody was paid. So, like, there's no question that's gone unanswered. And B Corp is a very thorough process, and it took us a year to get certified.
Yeah.
So for us, it's not so much a badge of honor. You see the guys in Bread 41 across the street and under B Corp. There's a couple of B Corps in Greystones, actually. And it's basically what it is businesses using their business as a force for good.
Yeah.
And it has to be for-profit companies that are B Corp'd so that you can still make profit, but you can still do good as well.
And to be sustainable, you also have to be profitable.
You have to be, yeah. Exactly. Or you're creating...
The business doesn't stay.
Exactly, that's an unsustainable business. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so we've got this beautiful brand, beautiful imagery, clothing. We're on shop number 2. What's the big vision for this business?
I mean, for us, retail is very strong. The connection, the conversations, the meeting people. We're definitely going to open up 1, if not 2 more retail locations in the next 2 to 3 years. We're having very early conversations with a chain of retailers in the UK about looking at the UK in the next kind of 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And we're probably going to wait until things calm down globally to look at the US properly. E-commerce is amazing. Michelle, our marketing manager, has done an amazing job with growing our e-commerce channels in the last kind of 18 months or so.
And when you say it's important in percentage terms, is it a big piece of the business?
Funny enough, and this might surprise some people, retail does about 70% of our turnover.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I mean, the other thing as well is the cost of doing business online is only going one way as well, and it's up. Our customer acquisition costs online have gone skyrocketed in the last 12 months. So physical retail is something that we're really, really, I suppose, passionate about. It's the shake in the hand. It's the meeting of you. It's hearing the stories.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that online, Bobby, do you know?
No,
but
I know.
Look, yeah. Online is great. It's convenient, speed, gets stuff to customers all over the world. We've customers all over the globe thanks to online, and it is something we'll still focus on. But I think for us in the short term, when I say short term now in business, it's 3 to 5 years, we'll probably look at 1 or 2 more retail locations. And I'm not sure if we want to be the biggest, but we definitely want to be one of the best.
This business is called Out West. It's going places. Keep an eye on it, folks. The proprietor and co-founder is Shane Finn, and I've really enjoyed my conversation with him here today. So well done to you and to all these lovely people working here.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Really appreciate it.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.